BFBS.
Your stories. Phoenix Station, Cyprus.
Primary school children in Ayas Nikolaos are celebrating after pedalling their way to road safety success. Last week, around 32 pupils from years 3, 4, 5 and 6 took part in a bikeability course, a modern-day version of the cycle proficiency test. I joined some of the older ones taking part on the Cape Estate in Ayanik as they were completing the final stages of the course.
Coming all the way around the roundabout and then doing the proper hand signals at the right time and then coming back up here. Once everybody's had one shot, we'll then go on and do the left and right turn round the corner. Everybody happy?
Corporal Craig Lindsay from CJPU is one of the few people on Ireland qualified to teach the bikeability course. He travelled from Episcopi to give young cyclists in Ayanik a chance to improve their cycling skills.
I've got the 8 to 10 year olds and then the 10 year olds plus. Everybody does a 2 hour session in an enclosed area like the school play park, where they learn how to go in straight lines, how to go in and out cones, how to stop properly. Stage 2 will be for 10 year olds plus, learning how to deal with roundabout work, traffic and left and right turns.
The multi-level course aims to encourage children to take up cycling on a more regular basis, promoting it as a healthy, fun way to get around. But the issue of road safety is central to the two-day training, as Craig explains.
It's basically for children when they're out on the pushbikes around the estates. It gives them more of awareness of road traffic conditions and makes them more aware of road users and other cyclists.
The initiative has been fully supported by the Joint Service Signals Unit in Ayanik. Flight Sergeant Paul Maxwell from the MT section was one of those on hand to assist Craig and to give advice on cycle safety.
It's a good grounding out here, particularly where we're doing it now, because the roads are a little bit quieter and it teaches them the basic principles and they can go on and learn and gain by experience and be much more safe, particularly when they get back to the UK. It'll be great.
And after a productive 2 days pedalling, all those who took part were awarded with a bikeability certificate and shiny luminous badge, presented to them in Friday's school assembly by Station Commander Lieutenant Colonel David Worden. But after swapping the classroom for the road for a couple of days, had the young cycling enthusiasts learnt much, or had it just been a bit of fun? I spoke to Ellie, Ryan and Chloe to find out.
I didn't know that you always had to indicate at a roundabout.
It's just more fun when you know the safety skills.
I found it really interesting because of how we do the emergency stop and what we're doing right now, going around the roundabout and then all the things you need to be safe.
I think it's been fun and useful because we never knew how to do all this stuff before. I've learnt that you need to make sure that you have reflectors so that people can see you at night time and that everything on your bike is safe.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ayanik.
Your stories.
BFBS.